This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like Morpheus and Matrix. What if I'm about to blow your mind? I'm going to offer you the blue pill. I'm going to offer you the red pill.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about?
Because I'm about to change your life, and you have to decide whether you want to go back to living life the old way or if you want to live life the new way. I do. I feel like Morpheus here because there's a new TikTok trend about one of your favorite snacks. But let me just warn you, once you try it, you may never have this snack the same way again.
Oh, well, Georgia, I think I'm going to burst your bubble.
Oh, yeah?
You think we're talking about popcorn right now, but we're not going to.
We're not going to talk about popcorn?
No, and I'm really sorry to do this for you. I've never done this in the 10 years that you and I have worked together.
Never.
And I'm a little nervous because George likes a schedule and a plan.
And he's very, very buttoned
up. This is not on the plan,
and right now he's sweating. We told you we were going to talk about popcorn, but we actually planned something else.
Yeah, we've planned something completely different.
There is popcorn.
You can cut the music, George.
Yeah, turn off. Yes.
What are we doing? I swear to goodness, I have no idea what is happening.
George absolutely hates being out of control.
Okay, but you know what today is, George. Casually in passing, like weeks ago, you mentioned to me that today is an important day.
Oh, yes. Today is the anniversary of my very first day working in radio when I was 15 years old. Today was the day I started, September 27th, 1974.
Okay, I'm not going to do the math, but we could not let that day go by without celebrating, okay? So our boss, Melissa, tipped off the National Association of Broadcasters, and they were like so pumped. They're like, this is a huge milestone. So we decided to do something special, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
But we need a little help.
Yes, we need some help. We need to bring in the big guns. Hold on.
Just one second. There's people here, George.
I don't.
Are you sweating? Or
there's
you?
There's nobody. I didn't see anybody here.
That's the
yes,
point.
I am terribly sweating.
I love making George a little bit nervous.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
This is our boss.
Sarah!
No!
Hello. It's our boss.
Good morning. That is one of George's most important women in his life.
Absolutely.
Wait, I'm the most.
What do you mean?
I signed the check. Did you get your check today?
Yeah.
Actually, the most important person in George's wife is also involved. His wife, Deanna, is on Zoom right now watching all of this. She's seeing the shock in his face. And we have a bunch of your former coworkers that are also on Zoom watching this, George, and your sons, your siblings, Aaron, Jesse, Bruce, Dave, Mark, and Barry, Jay, Jill, a lot of people. Charlotte's on there. Say hi to Zach and Matt. They're all watching.
They're all on Zoom right now. George, we're broadcasting this live on Facebook on the Bulls page right now. Everybody can see your friends and family that have all shown up to celebrate you today. And they can see Sarah Fraser, our big boss, on camera right now. All of us. So wave to the cameras because you're live on Facebook.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
I usually can sniff out something that like Mo is doing. I had no idea about this.
Well, Miss Sarah has some nice things to say about you. In fact, she's going to read a proclamation, I believe.
Well, it is a very auspicious day today, indeed.
Wow.
And as past chairman of the Texas Association of Broadcasters and a proud member of the National Association of Broadcasters, it is with great honor and heartfelt gratitude that I present you this certificate of recognition for your outstanding service and dedication for the past 50 years in radio.
Oh my gosh.
Your career has been marked by an unwavering commitment to excellence, a profound passion for broadcasting, and a deep connection with your listeners. Your unique ability to engage and resonate with audiences not only has earned you immense respect within this broadcasting community, but also made a lasting impact on the lives of your listeners. We are deeply grateful for your years of dedication and service, and as you continue your legacy with high hopes to inspire young broadcasters, we know you will do so as a model of excellence and integrity. George, may this 50-year celebration be filled with joy and satisfaction of knowing you made a difference. Congratulations, and thank you once again for your extraordinary service. With warm regards, Curtis Leggett and the National Association of Broadcasters.
Holy cow.
Yay!
Oh my gosh, y'all. I honestly, this is not what I had planned for the
show.
Right,
I'm sorry. You probably don't have anything planned to say,
do
you? We're so excited.
Thank you.
We wouldn't want to miss a day celebrating you. And thanks to everyone that helped us. We got to go down memory lane a little bit.
Yeah.
And we got to talk to all of your old coworkers.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my Lord. That's dangerous there.
Everyone loves
that's
you so dangerous. Much. And we're excited to celebrate you all morning long.
And George, yeah. I sent you the link. If you want to click on that link, you can see everybody who showed up on the
I do
Zoom.
Want to see everybody
to see you and celebrate
including
you.
One of your sons that has no power because of the hurricane.
Matt is literally hanging out in the dark
right now.
He totally is. So.
Everyone, so sweet. Thank you, Sarah, for helping
Sarah,
us make this
thank
happen.
You,
we
you
have
know,
champagne, we have bourbon, and we have lots to celebrate.
Yes, party favors. We got food coming, George. We got a party.
You know, Sarah, let me just say this. I still remember clearly the day that we went out to breakfast, lunch.
Yes.
To interview for this job.
Me
and
too.
I remember walking out of that meeting and telling my wife, because I immediately called her on the phone. And I said, I want to work for that woman. I want to work for her.
That's so kind. I'm so grateful that you trusted us and came here and... It has been a pleasure to work with you and my honor to get to work with you for this part of your career.
Thank you. Thank you all. I appreciate it. I honestly don't know what to say. I was telling a friend last night, I am having more fun than I've ever had on a radio show because of these two, Mo and Eric.
Love that.
And honestly, I believe, and Bruce is on, and Barry, everybody that you mentioned that is on. Jesse's on there. Wait, oh, I forgot I could look, right? Jesse's on there, everybody.
Yes.
I honestly believe this. My only talent is that I can surround myself with really incredible people. That's the only talent I have, is that I am attracted to really, really talented people. And I think that's the reason that I've been able to do this for 50 years. So
it's incredible.
Thank you all.
It's quite a legacy.
Thank you so
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
You honestly had no idea.
I swear, I had no idea.
Yay!
And I usually can snip this stuff out. It's like, okay, something's going on.
Celebrating George today and forever.
Oh,
big
gosh.
Anniversary.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is I was really hesitant. I have been really hesitant to talk about this. This is a huge anniversary for me. And I've been hesitant to talk about it. Because it's like, I didn't know if people would judge me or look at me differently. Like, you're over the hill, you're past your prime. You can't do this anymore. So I for a long time, I was like, I didn't even acknowledge, having big anniversaries like this. But radio has been my passion since I was 15 years old.
It's amazing.
Been doing it for 50 years. So it's crazy. Thank you, Sarah.
You should be very proud.
Thank you for believing in me. Appreciate it. Eric, love you.
Thank you, man.
You have been an amazing addition to the show. And Mo, I
agree.
I can't even believe. First of all, I hate you for doing this.
Yes.
But I can't believe what an honor it's been to get to work with you these last 10 years of the 50. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
We love celebrating you.
Okay,
George.
If anybody's just tuning in, George is not dying.
I'm not dying.
He's not dying anywhere.
That's a good. We should probably reference that. Yeah.
We're celebrating.
We are celebrating today. Today is. I was 15 years old. I walked into a radio station in Litchfield, Kentucky, and they hired me. And I started running religious programming that weekend on Sunday morning, getting up early, and my dad had to drive me because I didn't have a license.
Yeah.
My dad had to drive me back and forth to work, so bless his heart for doing that. But thank you all.
We're glad he did.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You all made my day. Thanks, everybody, for joining on Zoom. And all of you, keep your stories to yourself. Okay, so thank you all. Appreciate it. Now, I don't even know what we do next, but I think we're going to do Mono's Country, and I'm going to do really, really hard questions. Thank you all so much. Love you all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.